with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The state of Texas says it wants to do what the Biden administration will not do, enforce immigration law. But that argument isn't sitting well with the U.S. Supreme Court.
An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. The language of the order strongly suggests the court will take additional action, but it's unclear when. The Justice Department has argued the law would step on the federal government's immigration powers. Opponents have called the law the most dramatic attempt by state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Some students of the U.S. Constitution, surprised by Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's remarks the other day, she voiced concern that the First Amendment could be used to rein in government power. Constitutional scholars say that's the entire point of the First Amendment. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump's preferred candidate has opened up a big lead in today's Ohio GOP Senate primary.
According to an Emerson College poll released on Monday, Bernie Moreno enjoys a 9-point lead, 38% to 29%, over his closest GOP rival, Matt Dolan. The survey was conducted after former President Trump traveled to Ohio over the weekend to campaign for Moreno. Republicans are hoping their nominee will be strong enough to flip the seat of Democrat Sherrod Brown in November in their bid to reclaim the Senate majority. Bob Agner reporting.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin vowing that the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine's war effort against Russia, regardless of what Congress does or does not do about sending more military aid to Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 32 points. NASDAQ futures off 47. This is SRN News. New survey seeks to measure the LGBT population.
The Gallup poll indicates that about 1 in 13 U.S. adults identify as LGBT. That includes less than 1 in 100 of the total population who say they are transgender. However, the gay lifestyle seems to be increasingly popular with America's youngest people. The Gallup study finds that a higher proportion of 20-something adults identify as LGBT, a little over one-fifth of those born from 1997 through 2005. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the number of Muslim students in public schools growing, officials are grappling with their needs during Ramadan, when dawn-to-dusk fasting is a duty of Islam. At one magnet school in St. Paul, Minnesota, which includes many Muslim students from Somalia, an area in the library has been set aside for those who are fasting so they don't need to be in the school cafeteria. There's a large Muslim population in the upper Midwest. This is SRN News. Another state is banning transgender treatments.
Idaho lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for transgender treatments, including for state employees using work health insurance and for adults covered by Medicaid. The legislation already has passed the House and only needs to clear the Senate this week before being sent to Governor Brad Little's desk, where it would likely be signed into law. The Republican governor has said repeatedly that he does not believe public funds should be used for transgender treatments. Keith Peters reporting.
The average Wall Street bonus fell slightly last year to $176,500. New York State's controller reports the average bonus for employees in New York City's securities industry was down 2% from 2022. The slight decline came even as Wall Street profits were up by a small amount. More details at SRNNews.com.